U.S. track and field officials say they're relieved that superstar Marion Jones has decided to stop training with controversial track coach Charlie Francis. He was a key figure in the biggest drug scandal in Olympic history. Jones announced the split this week after 2 months of intense criticism. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Everyone said it a bit differently, but the feeling was the same. Thank goodness. When Marion Jones broke it off with Charlie Francis, track federations, the European promoters who threatened to ban Jones from track meets, and Nike, which reportedly pays her $800,000 a year to wear the swoosh, they all breathed a collective sigh of relief. World Track's biggest star ended what many considered a dangerous liaison. Charlie Francis was the man who admitted helping Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson get the steroids that got Johnson kicked out of the 1988 Olympics, stripped of his 100 meters gold medal. But as is often the case in a sport routinely splintered by suspicion about performance-enhancing drugs, not everyone is happy with Marion's decision. Principally, Marion. In the interview she gave exclusively to the Los Angeles Times, Jones says she made what she calls an unfortunate decision to part with Francis because she has a responsibility to the sport. But she says she also has a responsibility to herself to get better and to improve technique. That's why she and boyfriend Tim Montgomery, the world record holder in the 100 meters, started working with Francis in December. She says Francis never discussed drugs. Last week, in fact, he publicly reversed his lifelong belief that drugs were necessary to win. He said working with Jones and Montgomery convinced him of that. Still, the suspicions continued. Terry O'Sullivan, the lawyer for Charlie Francis, says the suspicions were driven by moral hypocrisy in a sport that's routinely ignored drug problems since the Ben Johnson scandal.
The track and field world and its sponsors would have you believe that sport is clean and that the return of someone who was associated with the giving of prohibited substances to an athlete 15 years ago is somehow going to taint the sport.
Marion Jones adds the way she and Montgomery have been labeled guilty by association with Francis is ridiculous. But longtime Canadian track coach Andy Higgins says it's silly to say that. By not acknowledging the impact of Charlie Francis and his long history of advocating drugs, Higgins says Marion Jones is displaying the arrogance of celebrity.
And that is, we're above anybody's opinions, perception, rules, whatever. And then when push comes to shove, well, what do? Gee, I'm sorry. And it had nothing to do with all those nasty things anybody might think, and we'll go on our way.
Marion Jones may be on her way out of the controversy, but Tim Montgomery still has not made a decision on whether to continue training with Francis. Track officials would prefer Montgomery also stops so the world's fastest couple can get back to being the sport's feel-good story. But as the last 2 months have proved, it's hard to make things neat and tidy in the often fractious world of track and field. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.